something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
The eater is broken at Popular Girl.
We play a game, How Many?
And Donovan enlists the help of Kim Mitchell for a new Tetley Tea spot he's working on. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
You're not the only ones that get me.
Hey, bud.
This is the top. This is top.
166.
How's it going, bud?
That's a lot of hours.
It is.
We've been talking for a lot of hours.
But, I mean, that's how friends are. You know, you talk for a lot of hours. Like, it could have been on the phone on a Sunday, catching up, right? Actually, you don't talk to friends enough. Back in the day, you would have a conversation for like a half an hour with somebody. Now it's like two texts, and you don't see them unless you're out with them, and then you hang for like several hours. So.
Well, remember the, I better let you go.
Oh, yeah.
People get trying to get off the phone and say, well, I guess I'll let you go.
Hey, do that. So, like,
wait,
do it.
I don't have to go anywhere.
Do it, and then, like, I better let you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good chatting, Jer.
Yeah.
I better let you go.
Hey, you know what? That, it just started snowing here. How cold is it there? Like, it's really freezing. It's like -6 here today.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get back to it. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
How cold is it for real? Like, is it, like... With the wind chill.
You know, it's, with the wind chill, it's probably -10, actually.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Oh, in fact, that reminds me. I'd better go start the car, so I'll let you go then, I guess.
Yeah, but I just shoveled the driveway, like, I don't know, 2 hours ago, and I think I'm going to have to do it again. Yeah, it's going to be one of those weekends, they're saying. Whole weekend it's going to snow and, like...
Snow, yeah.
Are you one of those guys that, like, will snow, like... You'll shovel your driveway and you'll go
totally.
And shovel your neighbor's driveway? Will
fact,
you do
I
that?
I haven't even shoveled my own yet, so I guess all I that, should get at it.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, piles up. Remember that time how crazy it was in PEI a few years ago? Like, it was like 25 feet.
Yeah, it was like 30 feet.
Do you have old landline ringing,
don't I?
Did you have like old family there? Like that had places that were like, oh my God, I can't get up. I can't get out of my house. They couldn't get out of their house.
No.
They couldn't get out of their house.
Didn't have that.
Anyway, I gotta get going. I'll talk to you later.
Well, that's brutal.
Right? And that's how it is, right?
You have to let me go.
No, I know, but that's how they do it, those types. They don't even hear you saying I gotta go.
Well, better let you go.
Better let you go.
How's it going, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing? I'm pretty good here.
Not to talk about the weather after we jump.
Honestly,
talk about the weather.
It's cold though.
It was bananas. So this is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night it was 11 degrees at 11 o'clock, and then Wednesday night it was -14.
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I don't remember shifts like this in my lifetime. No. It's bananas, and the wind is like 120 kilometers. It's crazy.
Whoa! Really?
Yeah. It's nuts.
That really adds up to the. That sucks. That's not cool at all.
That's so
windy, man.
It's very windy.
Like, how windy is it where you're at? 120.
It is very windy.
Like, that's a storm, isn't it?
Well, I'll put it this way.
Like, it's got to be storm. If that's storm winds.
The fixed link to PEI closed.
Ooh, wow.
The bridge to Dartmouth was closed to high-sided vehicles. Because a tractor trailer blew over yesterday.
So
on the bridge. And it was jackknifed across a few lanes.
Wow.
That's cold, bud.
And windy.
That's windy.
That's super windy.
We're going to play a new game today that I'm really excited about. Are you ready?
Yeah. What's it called again?
It's called How Many. I'm going to get a countdown clock ready to go.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The rules.
I love... Well, the rules are... one of us gives the other a category or type, a thing to explain in that type of amount of time. So, like, for example, I might as well give you the first one, which is...
Well, wait a sec.
Oh, no? How many types? Well, how many...
as many of these as I can in 30
seconds. Yeah.
Who's going to count how many we got right?
No, that sounds like too much work. Let's just guess.
I think we can do it.
Really?
I think we can do it.
I think you can do it. I think I can't do it.
I'm going to start the clock. You ready?
Okay.
You're going to give me one. 3, 2, go.
You're going to, right now, you ready? The okay, types? Yeah, I got to say the type and then press the thing. Okay. Once I say that the
how
question.
How many whats can I name in 30 seconds?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
How many types of apples?
Start the clock. Macintosh. Royal Gala. The ones that I really like are Honeycrisp. Fuji. Jonah Gold.
Wow.
There's Royal Gala Large. Does that count as another one?
Wow,
this is surprisingly hard. Why? Because there's a clock?
You're on the clock.
That's it. That's 30 seconds.
That's it?
So I got 5.
Did you get 5? So actually won't be too hard to hold the count.
Okay, so Jono has 5 points.
Wow. You know what, though? You were not in the zone. You could see in your head you were not, like, in the easily picking
on. I was trying to find a system to keep track of the number I got right. And so
you were sweating.
Yeah, I was sweating.
As soon as you hit the second one, where you're like, hey, this is going to be harder than I thought.
It was surprisingly hard.
It really is hard.
That's Can you think of other hard. Apple names that I didn't name?
Oh, I don't know, man. After you get Fuji, you know, Royal Gala, the Gala, you're like, what? Where are you going? Right?
I thought Jonah Gold was a good Hail Mary.
Granny Smith.
That would have been good. See?
The Golden Delicious, my son John's faves.
Really?
Or actually, the Red Delicious, sorry.
Red Delicious?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have thought of where we go to pick apples. And
yeah, and you just like go walking. Yeah, you just like go.
If I close my eyes, I can see the signs.
Do the walking around.
Cortland's are over here. Honeycrisp are all the way at the top. That's how you remember. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Okay.
How many vegetables?
Broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce. Iceberg lettuce, romaine lettuce, rutabagas, avocados, pumpkins as a legume, snap peas, peppers, tomatoes, potatoes, squash, zucchinis, turnips.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And turnips on the buzzer.
Okay, it is surprisingly hard.
It really is hard.
I think
imagine Nikki at that one. Nikki Jabor crushing it.
Oh.
Okay.
I picked broad categories because I thought that might make it easier, but I could name 5 apples.
I think this one's your wheelhouse right here.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
How many types
of mid-sized sedans?
Chrysler Pacifica, Hyundai Elantra, Ford Edge, Chevy Malibu, Honda Civic, Nissan Maxima, Toyota Camry or Corolla.
That's crazy.
The big three. That's it. That's all the time.
That's like 12 at least.
1, 2, 3, 4. That was 7.
Oh, well, okay.
So we're tied. We're tied after a round. Well, I'm a round ahead and we're tied. Here's yours. You ready?
Oh, this is great.
Let me get
game.
Your clock ready. How
surprisingly
many?
Good.
It's so dumb.
Okay.
Okay. In 30 seconds, how many sports movies?
Oh, The Natural, Bull Durham, Slapshot, The Miracle, Caddyshack, Bad News Bears. I'm running out. It's Rudy.
2 seconds. Oh, Rudy. Really good. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Rudy.
Rudy.
So dumb.
There's some good ones in there.
Really good. And you were steady. It wasn't like machine gun rat-a-tat-tat. It was like this, 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 this. If you take your time,
yeah,
Family Feud.
You can't rush.
Time and name one.
Yeah.
If you name one every 2 seconds, obviously, that's 15.
That's pretty good, yeah. But if you try to name like three in the first 4 seconds, mm-hmm. Okay.
You're winning 19 to 12. Oh my gosh, this is my last round, right?
Yeah, yeah, this is your last chance. So you need to start crushing it. I think you can, though. You got to relax, okay?
Okay.
Movies, movies about Christmas. Go.
Oh, no. The Grinch. Christmas Vacation. Love Actually. I'm thinking of all the ones on W. Do they count?
Yes. So
like
those
Christmas
are
from the Past?
Sure.
All those ones with Lacey Chabert?
Yeah. Why is it just there?
Christmas with the Cranks? White Christmas,
yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street. Don't look at the clock. I'm done.
Are you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Oh no! Really?
So
you
it's
didn't,
1918.
You didn't dive into the classics. No Elf. No Christmas Story. No.
Oh, yeah.
National Lampoons.
I'm too busy looking at the clock and trying to count.
Hey, it's tough. I told you.
You're good at this. You ready? I think you'll crush this category too.
Okay.
Ready for your victory lap?
I am.
One word band names.
Oh, Rush, Styx, Triumph, Steppenwolf, Cream, Boston, Bread, Fog Hat, I keep getting too many does. Nazareth. Is that it?
Yes. Time. Man. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I felt I was struggling though.
Unbelievable. 28-18 is the final score. Why is it so hard? It wasn't for you. You did great. But my apples, that really didn't get me off to the start that I needed. Should we do a bonus round?
No, you'll like get one and then you'll be like, oh no, like you sound so like not positive, you know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of just chilling and letting it come. Because like,
okay.
You, when it comes to like puns, you'll come to like three in a row, like stupid,
oh, yeah, no
made up band name, made up tribute bands.
Yeah,
do that, like, let's do that one now for you. A fun round.
Are we going to do a bonus round of how many?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I have a category for you. Is it my turn or your turn?
I want you. Do you think that's a good one where you would feel good? That's tough, isn't it?
Made up band names?
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those I
Yeah, okay. That would be tough on the clock. Okay.
Or maybe give
we
me...
We could do... No, I could do you different types of trailers.
Oh, okay. That's
right. Awesome. That's great. It'll be funny to hear how many there are.
Do you mean like brand names or like styles?
Everything. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Name. Well, we did sedans. Like that's all different types.
Yeah.
You're going to crush this.
Should I go first?
Yeah. This is like a bonus round, but it's like a one-off. So you could actually win it.
Where I can try to catch up.
Yeah.
Okay. How many trailers? I'm starting the clock.
Okay.
Utility, tow dolly, fifth wheel, gooseneck, horse trailer, enclosed, forest river, bunkhouse model, did I say fifth wheel?
Yeah.
I think I did. Tent trailer.
No way.
I have 5 seconds left. That's pretty good though.
Yeah, that's, I didn't even know that.
Flatbed.
I thought you were doing like different kinds of trailer companies.
Six, seven, eight. That was 10.
That's nuts.
That's
I
not
didn't,
bad.
I could have done trailer.
Trailer?
Trailer, RV, you want to drive, tour bus,
okay,
trailer.
Okay, how about this? This will be a good one for you. It's going to be epic. And it's Gear Pigeon. Ready?
All right.
Drum brands.
Oh, my God. Pearl, Tama, Craviato, Camco, Gretsch, Slingerland, Leedy, Ludwig, Sonar.
Could be Simple Sticks,
Premier, Zildjian, Sabian, Istanbul, Mehmet,
5 seconds.
Peisty.
Sticks.
Promark, Vic Firth, Regal Tip.
There, stop.
Remo.
Man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. 18 and 30 seconds.
I'm telling you, every guy's could crush that.
It's funny how, I mean, obviously it really depends on the category, because if you said like European cities, you can see a map in your head and count the ones you've been to.
Well,
and picture the distance between them or whatever.
Yeah, it, like
some just don't ring your bell.
I know, but even if it's like as soon as there's a clock there, all those cities just disappear, and then
you
like try to pick them out. That's what happens.
There was a guy named Roger Fredericks who was a writer on Street Sense in the early years, and he always said people will watch a countdown clock just to see what happens when it gets to one. Like, it doesn't really matter. People will stop and watch and even count down, right?
Yeah.
10, 9. People don't even care what's
going on. We're going to have a big party, and it's going to be crazy. And then one happens, and then balloons come down, and yeah, it becomes a thing.
Would you rather play a gig on New Year's Eve, or would you rather hang on New Year's Eve?
Well, I'd rather hang always, but playing is fun.
You must have played a bunch.
I played a bunch, so it's like, yeah. It doesn't really matter. I don't know. When you're playing shows, it's like, oh wow, everybody's gonna have drinks afterwards. Like that's every single night. So
every night is New Year's Eve.
And it's like supposed to be over at midnight when it's just things get started at 1 o'clock. So yeah.
I've done both. I've done New Year's Eve's where I'm working, which in a way, in some ways, when I was younger, I would rather do. I'd rather work because I always
Because you're making
before you feel so much pressure,
and you're making good cash too because it's New Year's.
Yeah,
everything's always way bigger.
But the older I get, the less excuses I am looking for to be away from my people. You know.
Yeah. For
I like
sure.
having when the girls were really little, we would there's a countdown website where you can just go to this website and pretend it's 15 seconds to New Year's, so they get to be part of the countdown even if they go to bed at 8.
Yeah, and
so
people
you still kind of deal them in, you know.
And people party. The kids like to party now that they're older.
Kids like to party.
They just like jumping up and down on the couch, just throwing soda around, chip bowls getting pounded, thrown on the sides, just going all over the place.
Shug had her spa day birthday party this past weekend, so there were like 10 9-year-old girls here getting facials and manicures and stuff. It was great. Carol put so much work into it, and it was really awesome, and it really pampered them.
And happy birthday, Indy, today.
Yeah, it's today.
That's awesome.
Then on Sunday, we're taking a bunch of folks to see the Grinch movie for Indy's
birthday. Oh, nice
like,
move.
Like, never done that. Like, we booked the room.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So she can hang and open stuff and eat cake and stuff. But the destination party is kind of the move in some ways, isn't it? Because you can just go there and everything stays there.
No, it's the best. And then you just, you walk out and there's no mess.
Wash your
no
hands.
No mess,
blood.
No fess.
Jeremy, when's your birthday again?
April 7th. Hey, remember
April 2nd.
No way!
Yes.
Get out of here. Guess what?
Isn't that weird?
That is what CT&T.
Crazy, man.
Right? Hey, so remember the Joe Cocker story I was going to tell you?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine was working a Joe Cocker show in the like 90s, and he was a side stage, and Joe Cocker, came off stage, Ain't a hard time, we wait. And then, you know, walk it off, came off, and he gets a towel from the guy, and he grabs a towel, and he does the one on, you know, the towel on this side, and puts it between his legs, and the one on behind his back and the front, and gives it the runaround, the upsies. Like pulls his pants down, puts the towel on one knee, and then gives it the ring, ringing it up and down.
With his pants down?
Yeah. On the side, off the side of the stage. So like, you know, like how you clean a bowling ball, like that kind of thing. But like, in, you know, putting himself in between as the bowling ball, cleaning his area down there. And then, so and then that was like, okay, all freshened up, ready to go back on the encore, walks out to there with the towel, throws that towel out there, and he goes and grabs the mic, and people like tear the towel to shreds and like rubbing it against their face.
With taint gravy on it. No.
Yeah, and then they come into like, you know, Little Help, My Friends, and they're like, this smells.
What would you do?
This smells a lot really musty.
Why would you do that? Just wait till you.
Well, no, because he's like, maybe he's like, man, I just feel real like the juice is just flowing too hard here. I got to get rid of this. I got to dry out so I can get right into it for the encore.
A couple weeks ago, yeah, I was working
with
some DJs from London, and their rider was black towels. And I was like, guys, got to ask, why black towels? And they said it's a tip they picked up from Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo, he's like hip-hop R&B kind of singer guy.
All right.
So Jason Derulo always wears black, as these DJs do. And sometimes if you go to a gig and they get you towels because it's in your rider and they're white and they haven't washed them, little fuzzies come off all over your black shirt and it looks like white fuzzies on a black shirt. So he always gets black towels because he always wears black.
Well, that's his problem.
That's what Cocker needs.
No, he doesn't need black towels.
Any discoloration.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing on. There's nothing's gonna catch anywhere.
I know.
What do you mean?
What if his undercarriage hasn't been serviced?
Who cares? The thing's torn apart within seconds. Nobody knows nothing, except for Joe and the crew.
What was your friend doing there?
He was like working, doing monitors or something.
Why would you do?
If I washed up my taint.
But here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take my next check. I'm going to go to Money Mart, and I'm going to get her cashed, because the CNE's coming up soon, and I want to have money for that. No, it's not funny. I'm just living check to check right now. I don't even know where you get money, Laramie. Where's your money come from? Why are you laughing?
Giuseppe, if I'm supposed to Skype, do I press this button here? What's wrong with that? It's not working.
Oh. Hey, I see you, man.
Kim Mitchell, is that you?
Yeah, how you doing, Donovan?
Oh, hello.
Wow.
I wanted to say hi on the Skypes.
Say, it's just saying hey from the Great White North, man. Hey, buddy.
How many hours behind are you?
Six or so.
It doesn't matter, really. Just making small talk. How are you?
It's great to see you, even if it's here, you know. I remember seeing you back in London a few times.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Remember, you kind of blew me off a bit.
Yes, did I? Do you know, Kim?
I had
a
ticket.
The reason I'm calling.
Remember, I had tickets for Nebworth one year, and
did you?
I saw you, and I was like, going to ask you to maybe do some songs.
Isn't that great?
You were talking to Keith Richards mostly.
Was I? So, Kim, the reason I'm calling, is that what you call a Skype, a call?
I guess so.
It's a Skype call. The reason I'm calling is because, can I count on your discretion if I confess something to you?
Oh, you for sure, man.
Tell me
whatever you want.
I have been hired by Tetley Tea. You have Tetley in Canada, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I've been hired by Tetley Tea to write a jingle for their new blend, which is simply called The Queen. So
sounds
I was
good.
Thinking to myself, because who else would you think to? The Queen loves tea. Everybody knows that. Every Brit does as well. So yeah. I was thinking...
I like tea too.
Great. So I was thinking a very simple sentiment like, might as well go for a tea.
Well, and...
And then I thought, might as well go for a soda, yeah?
You dialed the right number for that. I mean, look at me.
Right, that's what I was thinking. First of all, do you like tea?
I love tea. I just had one. Okay. I got one going right here.
You do.
Look at this.
How fortuitous. So what I'll do is I'll get Giuseppe, who works with me, to send you a sample of the cream. So you can try it, but you can't share because no one knows it's coming, yeah?
Okay, man.
So I was thinking, might as well go for a tea.
Is this like a video too? Like you want me to like hold a guitar and do this?
Well, to be honest with you, to be honest with you, it'll probably be close-ups like of mugs and what have you.
Kettles. I know, but like, hey, I just want to hold it, you know, just so like I can feel like maybe we can use some of these pictures. Can I put some of these pictures of you on my website?
Do you know, I love your ideas.
Seriously, like,
but I think
one
you should
second,
hold on
man.
To them. This knit, this is a bad idea, I'm starting to feel. But Randy Bachman said you call this kit, you're back already. Oh, hello.
It's no thing, you know, I got them all over the walls around here.
Guitars.
You know me, Donovan. Remember that time I played that guitar solo for,
sort
what
of.
Was it, I think it was, it was some kind of, who was the band? Queensryche? They were recording?
Oh, Silent Lucidity.
Yeah, I was doing something next door, and you told me to come by and, play a solo, but then the guitar player from Queensryche saw me and he, like, kicked me out.
Interesting story. When we were recording that record, they were upset because they didn't understand my process, and I told them to take the shirts off and everyone have a nap time after lunch. And what I said to them was, hush now, don't you cry. And that ended up becoming the first lyric in Silent Lucidity.
That
I didn't
makes
get
sense.
A co-write. I was like, I don't need the money.
Well, didn't you say, like, because David Gilmour, like, you called him that night to ask him what he thought? Because it's kind of basically like a kind of like a comfortably numb thing. See, something happened there where you called him. I remember seeing David Gilmour, like, he told some intern to fuck off or something like that. I remember
salty
that.
Salty language, yeah. So, might as well go for a tea. It's better than coffee. Because the telly people, that's their angle, right? It's better than coffee. Might as well go for a tea. It's better than coffee. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was thinking, God save the Queen.
And you want me to, like, just play, like, a solo after that? Like...
No. Oh, ouch.
Yeah, now, man. It's easy for me. It's nothing to me, right?
To be honest with you, you know that mba 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 in your song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
might
yeah.
as well go for a soda, nobody drowns and nobody gat or whatever. Mba 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 mba.
Yeah.
I was thinking the mba 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 mba.
Yeah, man, I could do that.
No, but you're not listening. I was thinking that should be straight.
Mba mba mba. You want me to play that and sing
no,
that?
No, not at all. I think it should be strings. I don't have
a violin, man. I don't really know how to play a string. Strings.
The only reason you're on this song and this call in the first place, Kim, is because it's your song.
All I know is you get me between me and Betsy, and it's really hard to kind of distinguish anything. I can't really hear, you know.
Who's Betsy?
This is her right here.
Oh, your guitar, right. Can you put the guitar down for me, Kim? Can you put it down, Kim?
I was just really getting into something there.
You put it
down,
that's great.
I'll record that later, man. I'm going to call Pi, get some lyrics for that.
Pi Dubois, right. Can you sing for me, might as well go for a tea?
Hey, man, that time Pi Dubois, like, when he split for that couple days, like, didn't he go to your house? Isn't that true?
Pi and I have a long and sordid history.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
You said you kicked out Bernie Taupin one day and said, that's it, I'm done with you, and you got, like, this new Canadian kid or whatever, right?
In his book, A Slice of Pie.
Yeah.
He talks about those forgotten weeks.
Yeah.
Kim, please, just so I can hear it in my head, can you sing Might As Well Go For A Tea?
Might as well go for a tetley. It's better
Might as
than
well
coffee.
Go for a tetley.
Like that?
It's better than coffee.
God Might as save. Well go for a tetley. It's better than coffee. It's better than slander.
No, we don't need to mention slander. That's not penticeed. Oh. So if you say, might as well go for a tea, it's better than coffee. God save the queen.
Might as well go for a tea, it's better than coffee. God save the queen!
That's not bad, actually.
You
Try
want
again.
The guitar part again at the
no,
end?
No. Let's leave the guitar on the ground. We can do that later. Because I'm imagining... Right?
So
Try
like
again.
You
wanna... Might as
well,
Might
as
go,
well
for
go for a tea, it's better than coffee. God save the queen!
Perfect, let's try it again. But on, might as well go for a tetley, do you think you could whistle like a kettle?
Oh, man.
Make it sound like, might as well go for a tetley?
Maybe, I don't know if I'm feeling that. Like, that might not be the best idea right now.
Just try, it might be crazy, but let's try.
I don't know, like, maybe if I was like...
Never do that again. Never do
like
that again. Please, if I ask you one thing, never do that again. Do you understand?
All right, man.
Okay, so let's try it again. Might as well go for a tetley.
Might as well go for a tetley.
It's not a windstorm. You understand? It's not windstorm. It's a... Have you ever made tea, Kim Mitchell?
I just told you, man. I have a tea going here. I made it myself.
So, did you make it yourself?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so you know when the kettle boils, it makes a... It's a distinct whistle. Can you whistle? Oh my gosh. Kim Mitchell can't
man.
Whistle.
No, man. I can't whistle, okay? Can we do something else, man? Like, I could never whistle.
Purse your lips together like this, yeah?
Oh, for Christ's sakes, man.
No, just make a kissy. Pretend you're making a kissy.
All right.
No,
like, look.
Make a tighter O with your mouth. You can't whistle.
Listen, man, like, this is... It's humiliating, you know?
Giuseppe, we need to get Randy Bachman on the Skype.
Oh, what's the matter? You gotta fix that, no problem. I'll get him back,
Nice chatting with you, Kim Mitchell.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm not afraid it's not going to work.
Come on, man. This is big money, man.
I'm thinking I might call Randy and do... Tell me, you ain't tried the queen yet.
Listen, man, I really need the money for this. And that's not like it's... I don't need the money, but this is like, you know, this is like quarter milli, man. This is a big deal.
Patetlio lanterns? Patetlio lanterns.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we try that
man.
One? Our house always had the greatest selection of tea.
Our house always had the greatest selection of tea.
Our house has a brand new blend from Tetley. It's called the Queen.
Our house has a brand new blend of Tetley. It's named after the queen. She's the best.
I'm not sure it's going to work.
Our house has a new brand of Tetley tea. She's got the queen of England, on it produced.
Try this one. Be brave. Alana loves Tetley.
Be brave. Alana loves Tetley. Who's Alana, though, man?
It's your song, Kim. Alana loves me.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Well, Pi writes lyrics, eh?
Right.
I just...
In any event, Kim, I'm afraid it's not going to work.
No, man. Come on, man. No.
Corey Donovan. Hart.
Donovan, come on, man. That guy gets everything. Corey Hart's got all the stuff. He's got like an island, man.
Any chance you have a phone number for Gowie?
Oh, come on, man. Gowie's rolling with sticks. Come on, give Kimmy a chance. What else can we do, man? Like, you want, like, something else? Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. That was a song.
Yeah, man. That was a... Yeah. You know?
Could you change it to All We Pour?
All We Pour is Tetley Tea.
No, that's awful.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
That's not working.
No, it's not awful, man. Let's... You can write the lyrics, man. I'm not...
You ready?
What?
I am a wild tea party.
Yeah, I can do that.
Everyone
I am a wild tea party. I am a wild tea party. I am a wild tea party. What?
So you say, I am a wild tea party.
I am a wild tea party.
Everyone loves Tetley.
I am a wild tea party.
Everyone loves Tetley.
I am a wild tea party.
It's not bad.
Yeah, man, it sounds good, man. I can get some buddies over. We can really jam it. Or do you want to just do it with your guys?
Oh, I have guys. But I think the blink, bunk, booger, good day, dink, blink, bunk.
Yeah,
should
man.
Be like a piccolo. Beep, bop, like, booger, doo, dee, dee. Put down the guitar, please. Put down the guitar, please.
Okay. Sorry, man. Sorry,
never
Donovan.
Never do that again.
I'm sorry, Donovan,
promise
man.
Me.
I'm sorry, I
you'll
promise.
You'll never do that again.
Promise, man.
Good session, Kim.
Did I get it, or?
You know, we'll certainly...
Oh, come on, man.
Let you know. Got a couple more calls today, and we'll certainly let you know.
Calls? I thought, like, I was the only guy for this.
Did you?
Oh, man, forget it. I know I'm not getting this.
Sorry,
man.
Kim, seem to be losing you.
I'll talk
you.
To you later, man.
Sorry,
yeah,
Kim,
see you later,
take
man.
Care. Oh, bad connect.
You pretend to be Jet and go, hey, look at Papa Doug.
Hey, Jer. Jared, look at Papa Dog.
Why?
Okay, guys, the only guys, bienvenue a popular girl. Yes, one guy here today because it's cold and it's windy. Guys, our hapology because our eater is broken. So it might be a little cold down there in Pervert Row, but with an exciting lineup of talent. Don't even really need to use the microphone, sir. Why have I never seen you in these parts before?
I'm just working here in town, man. Doing some power stuff. You know?
Okay.
And working the lines.
Oh, you're a line man.
Yeah, man.
You're not working today?
No, man. I'm just, I'm off today. I was working all week and just looking to have some fun, eh?
Well, too bad you couldn't fix the eater. But it's going to be a fun day, a popular girl, cet après-midi, this afternoon. It's the Monday matinee. Premier show, le stage, first on the stage. Guy, give it some applause. Make some noise for Skin Theodale.
All right.
Bon,
pretty good,
man. Sad, the sound of one man clapping.
Hey, man, she's all right.
Bon, sir, I would like to tell you about our Bed, Bat, and Beyond special.
What does that mean, man?
So, upstairs, there is a erotic bed. You can take a bath. It's a soak in mud. And beyond, use your imaginations to see what happened up there with Nelly Furtado.
You mean like there's baths up there?
Do you get per diem?
Per diems? Yeah, I do, man. I'm good.
You got per diem?
The beer's so cold.
Yeah, you can spend your per diem, and you can go upstairs and have Bed, Bat, and Beyond. The like, bed, who? Erotic bed, you can have a nap.
You got a bed up there?
Yeah, you can have a bath, which is, you have a muddy soak, bath.
A bath?
I would say bath.
There's a bath with muddy beer in it?
You soak in mud.
Oh.
It's a Bed, Bat, and a Beyond. Again, use your imagination.
Is it cold beer?
No, no, no. We warm him up in the microwave.
And it, and like a bunch of guys go in there?
No, it's one guy at a time. There's usually a lineup. So you watch him. And when he get out, then you go. If it's busy, we don't take time to rinse him out. But you're the only guy here today, so I brought in an extra girl because I thought it would be busy with the storm. So Marie-Josée Bilodeau is also working today.
What's that big laneway going upstairs? Beside the stairs?
We install a motorbike lane. So if you drive early, you can take it, drive right up to the second level.
People ride motorbikes up there?
Yeah, we have a bike gang in town. And sometimes if they all come, there isn't enough parking.
They bring motorbikes in here?
They do.
Wow, man, this place is crazy.
It's. Are you finding it cold or are you okay?
Oh, yeah, it's really cold in here, man. Like, I might have to get out of here, actually.
Well, why don't you go upstairs? Because they have, as I mentioned, Bed Bath & Beyond.
This place is real greasy with the music off.
The bath could be... It's warm, but we can heat him up in the microwave and you will be cozy.
Microwave?
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. Bilodeau has a microwave up there. She can warm the mullet and you can take a warm bath and you can drink it.
I don't feel this place. I gotta get out of here, man. It's too cold in here.
But if you go, we don't have any customer.
I'm sorry, man. I'm freezing. Okay, it's actually colder in here than it is outside, man.
No, I understand. I'll let you know at the only hotel in town when the heater is fixed, so you can come back. Okay, guy. D'accord, les gars. J'apologize, I'm sorry, it's so cold, eh? Here at Popular Girls.
Bam, bam, bam! That orange
Welcome back, bot.
Welcome back, Bod and Bod's Watching!
Welcome back, Bod and Bod's Watching!
Nice!
We're gonna play Slanguage. It's our old favorite Slanguage.
So, the green gown! You give it a green gown, did ya?
Give it a green gown with the fly rink. So I found an article from Mental Floss entitled Old Slang Phrases We Should Bring Back. Maybe there's a way to call this game Old Slang Sign or something.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play
yeah.
it again on New Year's. Okay, you ready? Yeah. First one is Happy Cabbage.
Happy Cabbage.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it in a sentence?
Well, I think I should guess what it is.
Okay,
and
you
then
guess first.
Yeah.
Happy Cabbage.
That sounds like, like clean parts? Clean genitalia?
No. It does. Okay. I feel like it should mean that now. In fact, what it means is a sizable amount of money to be spent on self-satisfying things. Got yourself a new bike, Jeremy. I suspect that cost some happy cabbage.
Oh, he's all hopped up on the happy cabbage, he is. So he's all carousing with drinks?
Yep. Got some money.
Good. All right.
Pangwangle.
Oh my god.
Pangwangle.
I don't know. It could be anything from an event or a party, or it could be a fight. I don't know.
It sounds like a fight, a pangwangle.
Yeah.
It's to live or go along cheerfully in spite of minor misfortunes.
Aww.
Like Mickey Mouse, who goes along cheerfully despite having a dog who's a friend and also a dog who's a dog. That's what it says here. It's a real pangwangle to go along cheerfully. Oh, this one's good. You ready?
Yeah.
In the ketchup. Oh, Jeremy, unfortunately, you're in the ketchup.
Oh, being in the ketchup means you're in the red. I'm
yes!
Guessing. Yeah.
You nailed it. Running out of deficit.
Less time. Poor mate's in the ketchup, he is.
And it led to him being in a pine overcoat.
That's the dead box. He's dead, he is.
Coffin. A pine overcoat. It's so graphic and hideous.
Pine overcoat.
Did you hear that Russell gave Katie the wind?
The wind? He said to get off. I do believe that was in our original language.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
The wind.
Well,
have the wind.
Perhaps it's because he cupped a mouse.
Cupped a mouse. He farted.
Cup.
He farted, he did.
No.
Yes, he had a fart.
He got a black whispered out of his eye.
Ooh.
To cup a mouse. Careful you don't cup a mouse, Jeremy.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Cup a mouse to a black eye.
Don't sell me a dog.
Bad deal?
Don't lie
Bad
to me.
Oh, nice.
Don't Imagine? Sell me a dog. It's like, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Types of piss. Types of dogs that piss on people. You ever have that happen to you?
A dog pee on me?
Yeah.
No, but if I'm telling the truth, I have done the odd step and slide in dog poo. Have you?
Oh, many, many times.
Indoors or outdoors?
Well, once it happens outdoors, it can be coming indoors.
Like, have you done barefoot step and slides?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Makes you so mad.
I did a step and slide last week in the backyard.
In Rebel Turd?
Yeah, and I didn't realize until I was on the deck that I did the step and slide because it was stuck to my foot. And then I did the step and slide on the deck.
Were you in your bare feet?
No, I had a shoe on. But it's like your shoe covered in dog crap is gross too, because then you got to rinse it out and it's like you almost want to throw your shoes out.
No good.
Yeah. Anyway.
It sounds like you are not up to dick.
That's greasy. Oh, you're not up to dick, are you? Now get out of here!
You're not up to dick, Jeremy.
What does that mean?
Not healthy.
Oh, that doesn't sound... That actually makes sense.
I saw Larissa and she was not up to dick.
Oh, mate, I'm not up to dick today. Like, funny. That's gross.
The word dick appears a lot in English slang.
Well, like, I guess, you know, you have to be motivated to have sex. You have to feel like it.
So you're not up to it?
Well, if you're sick, you're not feeling like that.
A rain napper. Jeremy, have you seen my rain napper?
Oh, rain napper. Rain... Nap, or would that be some kind of a slick for the rain outside, a poncho?
An umbrella.
Oh, an umbrella.
You be careful with your sauce box.
Why do you always say it like the greasy guy reading like the tabloids?
Oh, what should you say with your sauce box? Jeremy, you and your sauce box.
That's if you're
getting into trouble.
That's like loudmouth soup if you're banged up, right?
Yeah, your sauce box is in your mouth.
Yeah, your sauce box. Well, I thought it meant like if you're drunk and talking is like sauce box because it's sauced.
This just says your mouth. But I love loudmouth soup. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, that's
a good one. You turned me onto that.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Owled. You were owled on Saturday.
Oh, someone was checking me out.
Banged up. It's another scene.
Oh, owled. Oh, really?
Owled. Squiffed, striped, or swacked.
I would never figure wide-eyed would be banged up. Maybe if you're like on PCP or something.
Wide-eyed? Does that mean banged up?
That's what I'm saying. Owls are wide-eyed, right? Yeah. Like, that's like, there's no tired owls out there. You'd show me like a banged up looking owl, and I'll show you a dead owl.
This owl that we saw at the place in California, its head could swivel 280 degrees.
Oh, I know. It's nuts.
And it doesn't, like, there's no range of motion other than the swivel.
Yeah, like, what is there, a little rope in there or something?
They're so wild.
And they look like they're so aware, too. When they look at you, they look like they're sizing you up.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them up in the trees around here on the lake.
Have you?
And there's, yeah. Really big ones. These, you know, big ones. And they'll just, like, some mornings if I'm taking the kids to school. Because I guess it's a great spot for them to catch stuff in the mornings, right by the water.
So you'll see them sitting in the trees. Are they awake?
Not all the time. I've only seen maybe like 3 in the last 10 years or 18 years. Well, not all the time, but I saw one last year and it was doing that. Just like you looked at it and it looked like, for one thing, I forget how big they are. Like they're massive.
Yes.
Like if they came down to mess with you, you're not gonna do well.
It's funny.
Like their talons are bigger than a hawk's talons.
And we tend to think of them as little birds, but they're not.
They're massive, yeah. This was like probably half the size of my body looked like.
Crazy.
And it was just sitting on the top of the tree like, I'm looking for something big. Now get away from me.
Can you imagine? What would you do if he started coming for you?
Well, I don't know. I was with Rebel when he was a puppy, and there was a bunch of vultures. I don't know, family of them. That they look like hawks too, but Lisa says they're vultures because that apparently hawks don't hang out in groups at all, really.
Vultures,
I don't know. Anyway, they were one of them tried to dive bomb, just like checking out what was going on and to come at Rebs. And I figured like vultures are more about like dead stuff, but yeah. This was like doing the big coming down, and as soon as you see a big bird doing that towards you, I ran right towards the community center wall, so there was nothing to kind of dive bomb at that point.
So and did you split. Shout at it?
Well, I was scared because I had Rebel was just only like a few months old at that point. He was just a puppy,
and that thing would have pounded it like
a it would have been gone because there was a few of them. No thanks, whatever. I don't want to combat any birds.
No kidding.
They can have it.
That would be terrible.
Go catch some other stuff out there. Mice.
It happens all the time. Like the when they look in an eagle's nest and there's like a bunch of dog collars in it.
Yeah.
What does that mean? The bear got him. What do you think that means? Poor Darnell. The bear got him.
Also, I would have thought it was someone got angry, like became a werewolf. Mad.
Just. Are you mad?
What happens? What's the bear thing?
Heat stroke.
Oh, wow.
Heat stroke.
That's weird. That's another weird correlation. That's up there with the mouse, cup in the mouse eyeball, black eye thing.
You know Todd. He's a bit of a lean away. Last one, a lean away.
When you read it, it just sounds like those tabloid guys.
Todd's a bit of a lean away.
A flake?
No, a drunk.
Oh, lean away. This guy when they're talking
like
to
you? Like he's kind of tipsy, he's a lean away.
So anyway, what are you guys doing?
Lean away. Hey, here's what we're going to do, bud. Let's take a break. And when we come back, you're going to read some good night stories in your Othello voice.
Othello voice?
Sound good?
Sure. I could do that right now even.
Let's take a break, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, nothing compares it. Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares
to you.
We now return to 17 Magazine Theater with your narrator, Orson Redenbacher.
Hello, today I will be reading 25 super cute holiday gifts. Your best friend will be totally obsessed with. You'll def want to keep these for yourself. Whether you're shopping for your best friend, your big sister, or your girlfriend, you'll own the gift-giving game with these totally killer, totally affordable presents. Shop all the coolest Christmas gifts any girl would love to get for the holidays. A sleep set by Beauty Trio, perfect for your bestie who is always napping. Best friend's pillow set. This way she'll have something to snuggle with you. Snuggle with when you can't make it over for another movie marathon. Oh, that's an ad. Sparkle eyeshadow palette. Give your BFF the gift of glam.
It's the worst casting ever.
Makeup palette phone case. That's right. This phone case doubles as a makeup palette on your selfie obsessed BFF is always camera ready. Fuzzy shorts. She can wear them to your next sleepover. Tortoise shell sunnies. I said tortoise shell sunnies, you know, the sunglasses for your friend with the crazy bright future. Pressed flower phone case. You can even customize it by adding your BFF's name to the case. Cute portable charger. Your BFF will have zero excuse for not texting you back after you gift her this adorable photo. Charger. Delicate star necklace. Your BFF will never want to take this necklace off. Helicopter set from Sephora. Help your friend Sparkle more than a Christmas tree. Initial earrings, stone and strand. Get your BFF her initials, or have some fun with it and get one for each of your names.
It's the least fun guy in the world talking about
memory candle. Memory candle. Do you and your bestie always reminisce about that epic drive that you took last summer? Well, consider that trip captured in candle form. Give this road trip candles to your BFF so that she'll think of you every time she lights it.
I have a headache. I have like a numb laugh headache.
Graphic beanie. Beanies this cute are the reason Jughead never took off his hat.
Oh, boy.
Like, Jughead's still a thing with teens, I guess?
Jughead's
like
a thing again.
Archie? They read that stuff? Still?
They do Riverdale. There's a TV show, Riverdale. It's back.
It's based on that comic?
Yeah, it is. That high school? But it's darker and sexier.
Oh, man. And the teenage witch or whatever. Sabrina the Witch.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Anytime this guy says something like BFF or selfie or glam, I'm done. It's too much.
Reading from 17, the pages.
How your glam BFF will forever be your bestie.
Golden snitch clock. Oh, there's some good ones.
Have some fun with it.
Every single one, though, says BFF in the description.
Of course it does. I can't
remember. Oh, here's a good one. Required Insta reading. Number one girl boss Amy Song of Style will teach you all her tips for growing your Instagram following and upping your likes.
Oh, man. I'm so uncomfortable with that whole phrase.
No kidding. Like, get on it. Get on it, kid. Come on. Figure it out.
Upping your likes.
Come on.
Why is anxiety on the rise?
Upping your likes. Buy this book and you'll be on the road to having more likes on Instagram.
Brutal. My kid asked me last night how many likes I had on something, and I've never felt smaller in my life.
But you know what?
Felt more insignificant.
But no, it's good. The opposite side. Lisa's brother Clay, like when he did the Clay Bomber dive into the lake when he was like backwards, which like was like I don't know, like 25,000 people ended up seeing it after all the different platforms. But I told him, and he was like, "No way!" Like he was so psyched. He
loved it.
That he was like, the move was like, everybody saw it. And so for that stuff, it's great.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid just starting out, to think that that's what you have to have is like, woof, forget it.
Likes don't matter,
bud. That's some hard stuff. Yeah.
Hey, that's 166 in the books, bud.
It is. All right. Hey, bud. See you later, bud.
See you next week, bud.
Bananas are potassium. Bananas are yellow. Bananas,
bananas come in bunches. Sometimes there's tarantulas in them. But